Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
I'm so looking forward to this interview. Natasha Cherry, Be All Right. This is Real Gospel.
Somebody's seeking attention from some mean old people who could care less. Somebody's seeking applause from a crowd who would boo even if you did your best. May not be everybody's cup of tea. I may not even own a college degree. It doesn't matter what you think about me. Just as long as I got Jesus, I don't need nobody.
Single beat.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored to have this anointed woman of God on the program with me today. And she says, well, I won't call her by her last name first without explaining, but she goes by the name of Natasha Cherry. You said that I could call you Miss Cherry, but you know, we have to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a gospel program. So before I start off with that, Miss Cherry, we have to let the audience know that, you know, that's your last name and I'm not trying to be funny, right?
Okay, yes. I was going to go with that. Yes, Lord.
Well, as we say in church, now, bro, you got to clean that up. Leave that out there like that.
Yes.
So it's an honor to have you on the program. Welcome to Real Gospel, my sister.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud and glad and honored to be on the Real Gospel with X-Men. For real, WFSK FM 88.1. See, I got it all logged in.
You got it. You got it. Yes, you do.
Yes.
And so I always say, just in case there's someone who is new to the body of Christ and they're not familiar with who you are, give them a little synopsis, a little background about who you are, where you're from, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, my name is Natasha Cherry. Cherry like the fruit. I am a woman of God. I am a wife, a mother, a pastor, an artist, a business owner, all that. And I have spent my life giving away my life. Glory to God. Right? I finally just got a hold of that one, and God began to reveal to me the mighty mandate of why he even purposed me to be here. I have been saved for years, but yet I find myself in a place that I'm losing a lot of religion, yet gaining righteousness. And that is really my story. Whether you hear me sing or preach or just meet me in the grocery store, you're going to know that when you meet me.
Amen.
Yes.
So, amen. Are you a PK? How did you become introduced to the Lord?
Oh, my God. I am. PK, Brother X, I am a PK, a GPK, all of that. So, born and raised in the church, listen, I went from the hospital to the choir stand. You can say it like that. And so that's been such an intricate part of my life. Yeah, I am a church baby, a church girl, but now these days I identify with being simply the church. Hallelujah, right?
Amen.
I am the church. So that's what I'm called these days. You see what I'm saying? With a little conversion in there, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm honored, and I bless God for trusting me with the mandate to carry the gospel. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything, and proud to just represent him. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Amen. That's awesome. How did you get involved in music? And by the way, the song Be All Right, we are loving it. And give us a little history about how you got involved in, you know, being able to record music and the history behind this project.
Okay, well, you know what? It was discovered before I can speak as clear that I could sing at 3 years old. My mother was a singer. She put me up on stage. We did years and years of different choirs, groups. I stopped and started Apollo. I did a lot of stuff. In the process of that, I also became a mother, and I kind of put the career aside a little bit to raise my son. No regrets there, because now he helps me a little bit. And so, and then God gave me this vision. You know, I started this, Brother X. I was the assistant pastor at the church where my mother was the pastor. And I went back and was like, well, I'm going to do this music because I wanted eventually to be able to give my mother keys to her own building. Isn't that something?
Yes.
That was my motivation. I was a praise and worship leader. I loved it. I loved training, you know, people to understand past just singing, what it really meant. I love that because I just believe that sometimes we don't understand. It's not about being a star in God's house. You understand what they're doing?
Amen.
One, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that my mother trained. I would go on a train, and the idea was introduced to me to go back and record, and I did because I felt that was the only way I could give my mother keys. Well, up to date, my mother is no longer with us. God bless her soul.
Oh,
and so, but I am so knee deep, and I believe that was the catalyst that God used in order to get me back out on a professional level, right? Because I had just kind of settled out.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I haven't looked back. Now, this project that you hear, Where All Right Comes From, is an 8-year vision. Believe it or not, it took 8 years.
Save looks like me.
Oh my God. Right. And so that would just tell the story of what I really feel like God wants people to really know. I believe that as believers upon meeting us, people should want to know our God. Have you ever met people that you just didn't want to know their God based on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, brother. Mm-hmm. It's like, yep. You know, so it's the mandate. It is an absolute appointment with therefore, right? Go ye therefore, mm-hmm. teaching all nations. It is, yep, my appointment. And Be All Right is a single, and you know, it's making noise, and it's on the airwaves. And of course, I credit you for the history of getting it on the airwaves. Thank you so much, right? The Real Gospel, for being the first to spin this record. But you know what I'm actually doing? I'm actually kind of criticizing the way that we expect people to behave according to who we are, and encouraging people, be who God made you. Nobody can beat you at being you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Embrace that. Don't be coveting and trying to be this one and that one. Listen, I love Leandria Johnson, but I'm not supposed to have her career, right? I'm supposed to have the one that God gave Natasha Cherry. Cherry like the fruit, because can't nobody beat me at being me.
That's the cherry on the top.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. So amen. That's where I am.
Amen.
Yes.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from New York, Long Island, New York,
okay,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I know about Long Island.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Well, you know what,
yes,
I mean.
Yes.
So I lived in every borough, Brooklyn, every borough except for Staten Island. I think it's weird, and I never lived there.
Yes.
But I lived in every borough, but I'm originally from a little town way out east called Southampton. You know where the Hamptons,
mm-hmm,
are?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I am from. And my grandfather, as a result, he was more of a city boy. He went to Harlem. That's how we ended up in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And he pastored there.
Okay.
So this was just commuted. So, you know, my life would be one way. So it was an interesting journey, you know.
Amen.
Great. Just, you know.
Amen.
Yes.
So, quick sidebar, how are you navigating the pastorate in the age of COVID? And give a shout out to your church and your church family and things of that nature. Yeah.
Will do. Well, I am the proud pastor of an intimate group of people. And we go by the name of Liberty Reach Ministries right now. And this is how I'm navigating it. And I'm going to let you in a little bit on my upcoming sermon. Is that all right, brother?
Sure, go right on ahead.
My upcoming sermon is called, right, Back to the Wilderness. So this is where I feel we really are.
Yes.
Here it is. John preached in the wilderness, did he not?
Yes, he did.
He didn't have brick and mortar. He didn't have any of that. Yet he was the forerunner before Jesus. He would be in the wilderness telling the people, I'm here before a man that is not even, that I'm not even qualified to tie his shoes, right? I'm just paraphrasing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that God has meant for us to go back to the wilderness. And see, you got to be comfortable. And it's God really growing us out of our comfort. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got so comfortable in the buildings. We got so comfortable with the pews. We got so comfortable with that we forgot the mandate to take the gospel out in the highways and the byways. What happened?
Yeah.
So an old thing, right? An original idea, an original mandate looks like it's new, but it's really not. It's just that we got so far from it. Your choir is the best choir. Your pastor is the best. Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
People are dying right now, and this is all we can do. So I believe that God is taking us back to the wilderness. Glory to God.
Amen. I like,
yes,
that. I love that. Back to the wilderness.
Back,
yes,
to the
wilderness. Yes,
here,
yes,
we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, Saved Looks Like Me. Tell us about this project.
Okay, this was a project, like I said, 8 years, and you know the number eight mm-hmm. symbolizes new beginning. He gave that the revelation of Sage Look Like Me, the artwork and everything, before I had actually put out my first album, which was done in 2014. Mm-hmm. So that was amazing in and of itself. And what it is just the idea now, growing up and being, you know, in the church and, you know, growing up, I have seen, God forget, and please, I don't want the church to run me out, but I have seen some of the most worst behaviors inside the building amongst the saints. Mm. And so a lot of times when you are, let's say, just a little bit more, let's say I was always very exposed to the arts. So not only could I sing gospel, but I dipped in acting, did other little things. Mm-hmm. A lot of times my vibe has always been almost underappreciated or almost like, are you really saved? Like, you know, yes. Like what does save look like?
Yes.
Share that with me, right? Mm-hmm. Is it in your little box in your mind? Because God is not boxed. Surely he didn't make his children to be that way. Mm-hmm. So I am unapologetically saying it's all right to be who you are. Save should look like, watch this, love. Ah, God. Mm. Save, watch this, should look like a lot of things that it's not. So if you think it's wrapped up in a hat and a shout and all that stuff, we are sadly mistaken. So that is just my put out into the world, you know, and the variety of it is just like, listen, this is who we are. This is what save really looks like. Guess what? It looks like me.
I like that.
Isn't that something?
As we say in the church, that'll preach.
That's not what you think I should be. Yeah, I like, if I wear my hair down my back, that's okay. It's just hair. Do I have to wear tight curls? Do I have to? I mean, what is this thing all mm-hmm. about? Who set these guidelines, right? Mm-hmm. To say, well, this is, you know, a lot of times I would go out and preach and people would be looking past me, looking at my husband or looking at a woman next to me that probably looked a little different than me. I'm like, no, I'm her. And they're like, oh, you the pastor. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you
fool
didn't.
Them every time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Gotcha. You know it.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time. It's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the program. And I really want the listeners to support you and continue to support your music ministry. So for people who would like more information about how to find you and how to get your CD project, how can they find you? How can they reach you?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to my website. That's nlikenancycherrylikethefruit.org, ncherry.org. I can be found under Natasha Cherry, Natasha with the hyphen, on Twitter and Facebook. And then on Instagram, I go by Cherry on Top. I had to kind of throw it in a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Be All Right, Save Looks Like Me is on every digital outlet. All right. On every digital outlet. It is not hard to find me. My name is very distinctive in spelling, but I got one more little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I also got a Christmas original song that God gave me 3 years ago out right now called He Was. Also, every digital outlet, it will bless your life. It is the believer story of what Christmas means to us.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Support this anointed woman of God, this pastor. There are so many things we could talk about in terms of women pastors, but you know what? I have a feeling that God is going to allow us to cross paths again.
We will. Absolutely.
And we'll get more of the conversation in so that we can bless more of God's people. Speaking of the pastorate, if you're having virtual services or just let the people know how they can, find more out about your ministry.
Sure. We have a page on Facebook called Liberty Worship Center, and we're there. I am there every Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. Every Sunday at 1 o'clock, I'm coming to you live. We're preaching the word. We're exegeting. We're worshiping. We're singing. We're doing all that, and we get it done in about an hour. Hallelujah, because it doesn't take all day. Just join us live. Just join us live at 1 o'clock, Liberty Worship Center. You'll see us right up there.
See, I can tell there's a story about Pentecostalism in your background. I just See, we're almost out of time because, see, I can read through. I grew up, you know, I got a granddad. I grew up a little old school, touch of Pentecostal. Yeah. So I can understand about the how you look, and you don't look the way you look. And can you wear that? Can your hair look like that? Can you wear those pants? I went through it. I saw it. So
you know what it is.
That's a conversation for another day. The one and only Natasha Cherry. Pastor Cherry, thank you so, so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much, X-Man. God bless you all.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-869-9139. 800-869-9139. 800-869-9139. That's 800-869-9139.